all of you who are happen to be listening in on the app or listening in your car on your way home to or fro. Anyhow, that's All American Rejects, right? I think that's right. I like that song.
Yes, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Good. Yeah, that kind of thing. Don't get me started on that guy. Oh, man, you want to talk about a soapbox right there. Let me slide over. So Jay is out gallivanting about weather or something, and so Melissa is running the – oh, gosh, I'm messing with my headphones. Okay, Melissa is running the soundboard in the back, and so I'm going to slide all the way over here on the edge of the table. You can leave that open. Yeah, that way. Yeah, I got to be able to see the person I'm talking to. Before long, it'll just turn into rambling, and then I'll be. Yeah, that's second mic. I'll be monologuing like some supervillain, you know, while some superhero escapes. Yeah, escapes the lava bath or something. But anyways, get down that alley. We talked a long time about superheroes, and then understanding the law. Broke into that, and we talked about
what we didn't do.
What did we not do?
A Facebook post.
Oh, that's okay. I'm not worried about it tonight. Yes. If anybody's out there that normally posts on Facebook, just reach out to me directly. I'll be checking my phone all night tonight, and then I'll give you a shout out based on who's listening.
So what superpower would you like to have?
Great question. Not a lot of time to think on this one. Instantly teleportation. Anytime.
Invisibility.
Anywhere. Yes, and we talked about this a little bit. And you make a good case for invisibility, but invisibility doesn't help me in my day-to-day life, right? So theoretically, if teleportation works the way that it's supposed to work, I'm not late. I never forget anything, if I forget something, I go back instantly. You know, no commuting, no long road trips, unless I just want to take long road trips. But let's be honest, that's very rare. Maybe once a year. Maybe if I stop driving places altogether, then I might want to take road trips again.
Right.
Super beneficial, but a lot of people say flying, and I understand that because it's not something that anyone can do without. Without medical, or not medical, gosh, without mechanical help, but wrong answer. Super wrong answer.
Yeah.
Okay, oh gosh, I hit that because I was going to make a good point. We talked earlier, someone had suggested to me that telekinesis was right because, okay, so you move things with your mind, you just move you with your mind.
Right.
So then you could fly if you want, or I guess theoretically you could teleport if you want.
Right.
And that's so close to being right, but there's so many stipulations with your mind doing certain things and moving certain things. It just wouldn't work out.
Here is the thing.
Yeah.
The last thing I want is to be able to read people's minds. Like,
oh, yes.
I do not want that super.
Okay, so that would be telepathy, right?
Yeah.
Fine line. Telekinesis is just being able to move stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like the force is like half telepathy, half telekinesis, right? So you can do both. But I'm with you. Like, I don't want the force because I don't want to know what people are thinking.
Right.
Which
right.
is, you know, I've got enough self-conscious hang-ups already.
I've got enough stuff going on in my
exactly.
own head. I don't want to know what's
anxiety
going on
about what people are thinking about me.
Yeah.
But as much as I value honesty and transparency, that might be good for me, right? I just give me the answers now and let's be done with it. Right, I fight with people day in, day out, and it's usually always about, tell me this up front. Well, I wanted to spare your feelings, or I didn't want you to get your hopes up in case it didn't go through. I'm like, I don't care. I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
Give me
yeah.
the answer.
Yeah.
Right. Anyways, great show. Previously, if you were tuning in now, then you probably heard the very end, if not all of the show, which is what you should have listened to, Understanding the Law here on Live 95.5. Very intense. Before the last commercial break, they were talking about, you know, drug clinics and addiction. And then afterwards, we're talking about, the political landscape and, you know, we listen to the show when I'm running a soundboard, but it's a very busy place. So we wind up getting to talk about, just whatever's going on in our room. Well, it was such a powerful show. We wound up talking about politics anyways. And you can't talk about the political landscape without talking about all of the information on the deep web about the Clintons. And
right,
that
right.
fascinates me because there's so much of it, right?
Yeah.
But there's no one high enough up that's willing to roll those dice. And that being said, like, if I disappear tomorrow, it's because Josh had a radio show where he talked about the Clintons and the people that mysteriously die.
Yeah, to let me to mute every time you say the C word.
Redacted. Right. So this one may not make
it. This recording is kind of disappeared.
Yeah, right. The Clinton. Put that on the website. It's like deleted by the Clintons. That would be great. No, but there's so much information on people that just go missing, or, you know, mysterious car accidents, helicopter accidents. We're talking about that. And that happened when Bill was in office, and then when Hillary tried to get in office, and then, like, when she was running for president, like, she was super sick all the time, but anybody that mentioned that she was sick, you know, was
oh, yeah, that 4th of July, she was like a piece of meat being thrown into the back of that van. Like, she lost her shoe. Who loses their shoe?
Yes. And how does that guy not mysteriously die for throwing her into the back of the van, right? You know, and it's super weird because one of her daughters had a child, and she went to visit it, and I say it because I don't know if it was a boy or a girl. Don't hit me with that 2018 gender stuff. Anyways, but
she's still deciding it's so
true. Yeah, right. It's 7 or 8 years. But she claimed the reason why she was acting sick and campaign stuff was like pneumonia or double pneumonia or something, bronchitis or something like that. But then she turns around and she goes and visits. I don't know. The whole family is just covered in so many lies. Like, just be honest with us, right? But then that would turn out too much.
She went into her daughter's apartment and, like, 2.5 hours later came downstairs, and she looked like an entire team had made her over.
Yes.
Like, she looked like an entirely different person.
And I don't doubt that any of that goes on, right? So we talked either last week or week before about what is it? Royal family had another baby. I don't remember their names because I'm not into that kind of thing. But
I think they named him Louis.
Anyways,
like, after the One Direction guy.
You're right.
That's my guess.
That's had to be where it come from. No one else has had that name before.
Never.
But yeah, they step out of the side door of the hospital, and she's, you know, looks like she took someone else's baby because she looks fine and kind of thing. Like, she has a whole hospital wing to herself, and there's a whole team up there to make her look good. So,
but here's the thing that I love about Kate. Like, she comes down and she looks like she's still wearing a maternity dress.
Yes.
And she's still got the bump.
Yes.
Because that's how women look.
That's how
after
normal
they
people
have a baby.
And
not
I,
like these stars who,
yes,
like, 3 days later are wearing these skin tight size 2 dresses.
Kardashians looking at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and right?
It's like, where was the baby?
You know? Exactly.
But
exactly.
At least Kate looks like a real person.
Yes.
Who had her hair and makeup professionally done.
Right. But, you know, you want to fix, because I think that's a problem that goes on today is people have too high of expectations, and then all of a sudden we're putting up this front on social media that we're not really acting like. And I think it's because, like, celebrities don't show us that side. You want to fix the world as an influencer, I think is what they call it, instead of celebrity now. Show me every side of your life. Show me the downs. Show me the ups. Show me the days that you just want to wear sweatpants and not go to the grocery store. Like, tell me about that, you know, because that's what's going on in my life almost every single day.
Or don't, because I'm living that myself. I don't care when you're wearing sweatpants.
I know.
You know, reality TV has no draw for me.
So that's another point, is because I also, you know, I think that if you're going to show us something, show us the real stuff. But at the same time, more than likely, if you're an influencer on social media, you're showing us too much. Right, you're overposting. Like, if you were just my day-to-day friend, I would unfollow you because you post too much, right? And that's weird, because in my downtime, I surf Facebook or Twitter. This week it's Instagram. But if you post too much, I'm going to toss you. And if you don't post enough, like, you're going to get tossed too, because I keep an eye on my followers and how many people I follow, and it's always got to be a higher ratio in the followers or how do you say that? I have followers, the people I follow. So I need to have more followers than the people that I follow, because that makes me think that I'm something else.
I did that last night, literally. I said I was going to talk about Lucifer. Lucifer was canceled.
Yes.
And I literally spent more time on my Twitter yesterday
yelling at the people
than
that
I have in like a year.
Yes.
And I went through and I was like, oh, I'm like following this many and I have this many followers. And I went through and deleted everyone who was not following me.
Spring is pruning time.
Because that's how they do it. I mean, this random person follows you and you think, oh, I should follow them back.
Yes.
And then they unfollow you, but they've got like tens of thousands of followers.
Yes.
And you're like, I didn't even want to follow you anyway.
Yes. Okay, so now we're, let's see. I felt my phone go off.
But
at least
Lucifer was canceled.
Yes.
And I'm so sad about that. Like, if any of Josh's friends want to talk about Lucifer being canceled,
call in.
Call in, because I am mourning.
The writing on that. On that show was excellent. Okay, you know what? I'm going to make a Facebook post right now. Or do you want to make one for the radio? You want to make one?
Okay.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it says. Just we're going to put a post out on the station's Facebook page and
because I am super trusting. Like, I hand Josh my iPad and I'm like, here,
yeah, right,
make a post, and he can make a post about anything on whatever he wanted.
Yeah,
I'm like, here,
I will be honest, that kind of intimidated me, because you know, when I first started over here, I was job shadowing for a little while, that kind of thing, and so they showed me the ropes, and it was probably the second week I come in, which is, we're here on Tuesday and Thursday nights, and so it was like the third time I'm in the station. They're like, okay, you're going to start your show. Oh, by the way, here's the iPad, make your Facebook post. I'm going, I could demolish the Facebook page, right? You're super trusting. But maybe it's because you immediately read what awesome of a person I am.
Yes.
Everyone that listens to this station would back that up. I'm 100% sure of that. Mom, looking at you.
Shout out to yourself, Josh.
Yes. I don't always do shout outs, but when I do, it's to myself. Yep. Oh gosh, I love the Most Interesting Man in the World commercials until they put the younger guy in there.
Yeah,
I don't care for the younger guy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they've changed writers too, because the jokes aren't as good anymore, but
But at least he speaks Spanish.
He does.
He's not a New York Jew.
Right.
Pretending to be Spanish.
You spend too much time on Tumblr. I can tell by that sentence alone.
You already knew that about me, though.
Yep. If I didn't know it before.
Cheating.
No, but so we're going to make that Facebook post, and really, really we have to, because we've now asked your opinion on failed TV shows, because I'm going to get into that next. And, you know, get out there and tell me what superpower you would choose and why. And most importantly, tell me why I'm wrong for choosing teleportation, because I will have that argument with you and you will lose. But we'll have it anyways. So back to the...
I mean, I can understand the draw. I'm just thinking, how do I not end up inside of a brick wall?
Well,
I guess
it's practice.
Like, teleport yourself
out of a brick wall, yeah. Unless you're a Pink Floyd fan, and then you're just another brick in the wall. Hey. I'm not here all week. I'm only here for like 40 more minutes. But talking about the... Okay, a last tidbit about why teleportation is awesome. To prove how strong of a pick teleportation is, you look at the X-Men. Nightcrawler had the ability to teleport. They had to make him hideous, or else the character would not have any flaws to fight with through the comic books, right?
But he was a man of God.
Nightcrawler was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No.
Yes,
wait.
Yes. Nightcrawler was, his lair was a church.
I thought
he was super religious.
I thought that was the blue guy with the glasses, older.
No, the Beast was the scientist.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that about Nightcrawler.
Yeah,
but yeah, they literally had to make him blue and give him a tail to make up for the fact
he was black and hairy.
I'm thinking of more recent day. Nightcrawler, like early 2000s cartoon X-Men.
Oh, I'm thinking about the live action movies.
Oh, no. Yeah. This was, they were all younger. They were all late teens, early 20s.
So now I'm going to have to show you like I always do, turn around my iPad after my...
Yeah, in the most recent movies, I think he was. But, yeah, no, they literally had to make him ugly because teleportation would have been such a strong pick.
He is blue with black hair.
Okay, we'll call it a tie.
Tie.
But, yeah, okay, so that's it for
This is the one I'm thinking of.
All right, she's going to bring it in here. And then we'll move on to TV stuff instead of superhero stuff because I could talk forever. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that he was a man of God. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. See, X-Men was so good because their diversity was just huge in all areas.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so now we're switching over to speaking of man of God, has anyone seen Lucifer? There's your segue. Have it. It's gold. It's free. Anyways, Lucifer was really good. I only watched the first three or four episodes. But the writing was really smart.
It's so much better after that.
It was kind of tough to watch sometimes because, I mean, like any television show that comes on prime time, you have your stuff that's maybe a little bit more...
Adult, racy stuff.
Yeah, PG-13 or older.
He's the devil.
Yeah, right. And so I take it with a grain of salt, and we move on. But, I don't start living my life like this guy. He's not a role model. But the writing was really smart, and they've canceled it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're hoping...
I'm in mourning.
Yeah, right. When was this? Was this this week?
It was, the finale was last night, and they canceled it, last week.
So it's still fresh. Okay,
yeah.
So anybody could pick it up.
They canceled it right before the finale.
Well, look,
with a huge cliffhanger.
Well, look at how, they had to play
Brooklyn
that.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, and there's several others that have changed hands here recently. Look how long Last Man Standing.
Supergirl.
Oh, did they cancel it?
No, it was on CBS, and it went over to the CW.
CW is trying to cash in on the fad of superhero things, and I think that's going to bankrupt them.
DC, all the way.
Yeah, and hey, and if you can do it, grab both of them. Because, well, I mean, CW used to be a Warner Brothers, right?
It is.
It still is. Still a Warner Brothers product. So, more power to them. But there's a lot of stuff that changes hands regularly. But look how long Last Man Standing sat in limbo before Fox has picked them up this week. I mean, it's a really long time. And a huge call out on Facebook, I know. They had several pages demanding that somebody pick up Last Man Standing. And I've seen several episodes of it. My father introduced it to me. And I think it was hilarious, and of course it pointed to more conservative values, which, being a man from Alabama, I'm bound and determined to be that one way or another.
Well, here is the thing about Lucifer. Apparently Last Man Standing is replacing Lucifer.
Oh, really?
Which hurts even worse. Thanks for talking about that.
Yeah, sorry.
But
have you seen Last Man Standing?
No.
Oh, you need to watch it. Did you like Home Improvement?
No.
I loved Home Improvement growing up. Tool Time is what I always referred to it as, but now I'm old enough to know that it wasn't called Tool Time. It was called, his show on the show was called Tool Time. But, yeah, Home Improvement was good. This is even better, cause he's older and he's got that in his repertoire to make jokes about, but.
Wasn't Jennifer Lawrence his daughter?
Jennifer Lawrence? No. Oh, wait. No, that can't be right. Okay, making a note right now, J-Law.
The thing about Lucifer is the moral of every episode was that he always figured out he was wrong. Like, he's got this carefree, devil-may-care attitude about everything.
Devil-may-care,
yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, pun intended. That he always figured out, you know, that's not always the right way to be. So it was actually teaching a more conservative value by showing his more liberal ideas were not quite right.
Yes. And I think that's the only reason why it works is because you know, you can right. you can sell a show about the devil where the devil is, you know, bad and he's always bad and it's good to be bad. And it, I don't think anyone would want to watch that. I think people are attracted to shows in which the main character is wrong sometimes, right?
Right.
So the last couple of episodes I remember watching, you know, they don't really know who he is yet, and they're giving him a hard time for doing something nice, despite the fact, you know, he claims to be bad.
Yeah. Saint Lucifer was one of the episodes, and he, they're investigating the death of this guy who gave a bunch of money away, yeah. and Lucifer was like, "Oh, I can do that too," and like. They run into a bum in a store when they're doing their investigation, and he literally takes his suit off and gives it to this bum. So he's walking around naked, and he's literally like, "The devil does wear Prada," and his suit's Prada.
Right.
But he's almost childishly naive,
yeah.
and it's cute. That he always learns that he right. might not be
right.
Right,
which is easily the draw. And then, of course, all the people he runs into and talks to who don't believe that he's the devil is just hilarious.
Oh yeah, he literally tells everyone, yeah. "I'm the devil. I'm Lucifer Morningstar."
Yeah, right. But so I really think that somebody will pick that up. It's too clever not to be picked up.
Right.
Last Man Standing. Picked up by Fox. It was an NBC product. This shocked me because I didn't know. I guess I didn't really pay attention because I record everything. Like, we'd hardly ever watch live TV. So I didn't know that NBC had it because Tim Allen's conservative stuff does not fit NBC's liberal aligned, I hate to say news focused network, but that's really what it is. I'm sure they've got more news than they do anything else.
Okay, I'm wrong.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence yeah. was the daughter on the Bill Engvall show.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that either. Bill Engvall show didn't go very long, but I like him. He's a funny guy. Let's see, what else? What else did I write down about this one? Oh, gosh. Yeah, NBC, not NBC, ABC picked up American Idol last year. They've now approved the second season. I watched a couple of episodes of it. Matter of fact, I think I watched the Disney episode, which ABC can do because, you know, they own it and they're
right.
and they have the license, which was really cool. But at the same time, I don't think it's authentic anymore, right? So when Fox had it, they may have been doing the same thing, but I feel like ABC is pushing people towards the end that America's not voting for because, okay, so America chooses these people. If you've been living under the rock for the past like 16 years and not knowing what a singing competition show is about anymore, but I really think there were so many ethnic partially ethnic and then gender and then sexuality and then all those 2018 things. There were so many of those check boxes checked in the top seven that I'm thinking there's no way this is what America voted for. The odds of America choosing all of these groups is like next to nothing, right? And of course they're talented singers, but anybody who goes out to American Idol that makes it on TV is, right?
Right.
But, there was a drag queen out there, and then there were, you know, who else was it? It's like, we have to, not all of them get a family story, background story. Well, all of the family background stories had, you know, mom was from this weird country and dad was from this other weird third world country. And, you know, they ate bugs and now I'm on American Idol and this is great. And like everybody's occupation, that was there to sing. Everybody's occupation was server. And I'm like, okay, I understand this is a really mobile field to work in while you try to make it singing, but everybody's a server. We were really surprised. There was one that come up that said full-time student. I'm like, okay, that's twice as believable as the six full-time servers that we saw before that. I don't know. I think the new American Idol is rigged. And of course, like, I don't like new Katy Perry, and she's a judge on there. because Lionel Richie's a judge yes. on there now with the, and then Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan seems kind of normal, but Lionel Richie stands up every single time he talks, and that's weird. Like, I'm just getting a weird vibe from American Idol nowadays.
I haven't watched American Idol since Bo lost.
Oh, man, that's a minute ago.
After he did that amazing a cappella performance, yes. and he got out there and just laid it all out, mm-hmm. and then he lost. Oh!
We saw him in concert done. Accidentally at Visionland, right? And it was like 2 years after that, and all he did was play with his hair on stage. Like, oh, wow. The audio was awful, and he just played with his hair the whole time. And I'm thinking, okay, this ruined the...
That's terrible, because he's got an amazing voice.
What is that that guy's last name? Taylor...
Hicks.
Yes. Now, he, very talented man, right? But he also didn't stick around to keep singing. Mm-hmm. I think he was afforded a couple of shots after not winning. But then, you know, Ruben Studdard won, and... He's not doing anything, mm-mm. right?
Right.
Last time I heard, he was living in one of the floors of one of those tall buildings in downtown Birmingham.
Nice.
Right? He had one floor, and his brother had another one, right? And that's what he was
right,
doing.
That's how look at Carrie Underwood, though.
Yeah, right. She did well. Kelly Clarkson did really well. I think – did Carrie Underwood win?
Yes.
Okay, so those two.
She beat both.
So those two are the only two – that won and then did really well, because what most people don't know is that Fox.
Well, Jennifer Hudson has done really well.
She won American
acting,
Idol.
Yes, acting and singing. Not so much singing, but acting. She's done really well.
I did not realize. Maybe I'd stopped watching by then.
Yeah.
Anyways, but for there for a while, it was almost like the Madden curse. It's like if you win American Idol, you're doomed to failure because Fox is going to put you contractually at every Visionland equivalent right. on the next, you know, on the continuous 48 states, and you won't actually make real money. But those girls did it really well. Matter of fact, Kelly Clarkson is a judge on The Voice, and The Voice has done everything right. I don't care for these shows at all, and I don't know why I wound up on this tangent. But The Voice, from the beginning, didn't air the bad, you know, make fun of people because they couldn't sing and thought they could. There was no drama. It was just people that could really sing and silly stuff from Adam Levine and Blake Shelton.
I couldn't tell you a single voice winner.
Oh, yeah. Not, yeah.
Have no idea.
Not a clue. Yeah, I wouldn't. I couldn't tell you a voice winner. There was, I can tell you what a couple of those guys look like, but I can't tell you any of that. Their names, but we're gonna take a break here because I totally ran past the 720 mark. But we'll be back in a little while. We'll talk to Facebook then. See ya.
Have you got color in your cheeks? You ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like so much in your...
Just another advantage to living in Cullman. You have Live 95 on your radio. Live 95 is 95.5 FM, WRJMLP, Cullman's independent radio.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410, 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
There are a lot of signs on the side of the road right now, which means an election is coming up. Sure, name recognition is good, but in 2018, voters expect a little more than that.
we can help. Radio is a great medium to tell voters more about yourself, your platform, and your goals. Our very own Melissa with Live 95 is ready to take your call at 256-339-5554. 256-339-5554. Live 95 can help get your message out to Cullman County.
I really, for some reason, thought that I was going to listen to the rest of that song.
So here's another thing about Lucifer. Their music choice was on point.
Yes.
And except for they never played this song. So we need a season four.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. If you get picked up by somebody else, hopefully they can secure the right to play this to open on the first episode of the new season with whatever company is. But, okay, so we keep talking about this, and it makes me think, okay, you've got to keep the writers, and the music was good, so we need to keep whoever's the team that's probably in charge of that. And all of a sudden, this is getting really big. This is not just buy the rights and the actors and the script. This is, oh gosh, we've got to buy the whole production, right? But I still think it can be done.
CDW, if you're listening,
yes.
Pick
Lucifer. Yeah, CDW is our first pick. I think Netflix could do it, right? Or Amazon could do it.
Well, if the CW does it, we're looking at crossovers with Flash.
Yes, this is an old video game reference where you've got to get the attributes that match up. It's like, hey, CW, here's another Marvel comic book character that you can cross into your giant
DC.
Web. Is it DC?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. DC, anyways, comic book character.
Don't mix the universes.
I know it.
It makes my head explode.
I'd like to think I'd hurt people's feelings, but there's probably no one else other than you and I that know the distinction that listens to my show, because most of them are know me personally or related to me and are forced to watch this because I've trapped them somewhere with a TuneIn app. So if you're tuning in voluntarily or involuntarily, we appreciate your listenership. Here at Live
95.
Hey, we're above ones and ones. I had somebody tell me, they're like, we don't like it when you say ones and ones. And I'm like, why? It's a good joke. And they said, well, there's more of us than that. I'm like, okay, we'll say tens and tens from now on.
The fives and fives.
Fives and fives. Hey, we're just happy to have you. And I'm having a good time. I hope you're having a good time too. We've talked about a lot of TV show stuff. We've talked about a lot of superhero stuff. We can talk about a little bit what's going on in the world today. Found some pretty cool stuff. But on the opposite of that, some pretty uncool stuff. There's a woman in Michigan, yesterday, fired from her job for baking laxative filled brownies for a departing coworker. Okay. So, this leaves me with questions and fears and everything.
She didn't like him.
Maybe not, but he was leaving anyways. Like, why would you do that? But second off, okay, so my first thing is the report I was looking at, and you can find this on Facebook. It was all over the trending section. But she used saline, right? She put saline into the mix, right? And normally okay, Josh is not giving you instructions, do not try this at home. I do not condone this. But if you put saline in someone's drink, like, it causes the same effect.
It's eye drops.
Yes. Yeah. Normal saline solution is contact solution. So don't do it. Don't do it. I'm telling you now, don't do it. But you do that, and it has a very immediate effect, right, for whatever reason. But if you bake brownies, do you not just bake that out?
You bake out alcohol.
Exactly. So that's what I thought. I'm like, this woman got fired and probably.
But you don't pick out pots.
Okay. So. See, and I don't know anything. I don't know anything about baking. I don't know anything about drugs. Right. So maybe I shouldn't be talking about this one, but. That was my first question. But most importantly, this is a fear of mine. Like, there's very few people that I eat their food because I don't know, like, have they had that traumatic experience that has pushed them into their psychopathic rage? Like, I'm really worried about stuff like that. So I don't eat a lot of things from work or church or whatever.
So, my middle child and I caught backstage at one of her favorite bands,
yes.
Panic at the Disco.
Oh no.
And their bodyguard, tour manager or whatever, said something about, oh, they won't take gifts because a girl made them jewelry with her hair something. I mean, people are insane.
People are crazy. What, in the commercial break, I meant to come in there and pull that mic down so you wouldn't have to stand on your tiptoes. It is hilarious. I wish everyone could see. Every time Melissa goes to talk to the microphone,
Melissa's short.
She steps up to the microphone and does this tiptoe thing. So you're getting a good calf workout tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I believe that. And like, there was someone not so famous, singer, was wanting people to send her teeth. So she could make a teeth necklace.
No.
Yes. Yes. And I don't remember her name. Probably because she was not popular enough that she was this weird. But
you remember the teeth.
The story, yeah. And the reason why she even came to light about it is because the forces that be, whether it's police or whatever, said, no, do not do this. Don't tell people to do this. Like, this is a bad idea. It may have even been Kesha before she come back. Right? Because she had some stuff go on that put her in a bad place. But, you know, at the end of the day, she was in a really bad place there for a little while. And it was some weird stuff. But
you're right.
It was Kesha. Oh, that's a bummer. Because, like, I like Kesha. Like, the new song, Praying, I really like that one. And I liked some of her old stuff to the point that at one time I worked for a chain farm supply and equipment store, and they give you these aprons that you write your name on, and I wrote my name with a dollar sign. I spelled it JOH, and I thought I was the funniest guy.
And they asked you not to come back.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you know, they just cut my hours out, and then you can quit. So
see, she was born on my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
She.
So we're like.
What year? What year was she born? She's younger than I am, I bet.
87.
Oh, no, she's older than I am. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm glad that she's got everything worked out. And, you know, like, I wish the best. I wish the same thing on Lindsay Lohan. And I think that Lindsay Lohan's at the same place. I think, you know, whoever raised her, you know, pushed her into the area she's in now, and she'll probably never come out of that. But then again, like, I used to think the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen were on the same path, and then they got to this age, and they've lost it, so. And they were relatively quiet. Hey, you know who did a really good job staying out of the news despite being a childhood star? Lizzie McGuire. You don't hear anything about Lizzie McGuire. When I was a teenager, she came out with a single on the radio that was really popular for a while, and that was it. That was the first time and the last time we'd heard from Lizzie McGuire in like 10 years.
Oh, here's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber was also born on my birthday.
Oh, gosh.
And Chip Hahn. So.
That's awful.
Here's that.
It's terrible birthdays.
Thanks. Lupita Nyong'o.
So what day is that birthday?
Jensen Ackles.
Are you just surfing lists of your birthday?
Yes, I am.
What day is that?
Ron Howard.
You're not answering that. I'm not asking the year. I'm just asking.
March 1.
March 1st. Okay.
Yeah.
March 1st. Okay, that's pretty good.
Ron Howard. I mean, come on.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Speaking of which, the solo movie is coming up in 10 days.
Yes. That's on the list to watch.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll talk about it when it comes out on Netflix.
Yeah. You're gonna go see it.
I'll go see
it. I'm gonna go see this one.
Are you now?
The people that I watch movies with have this on their list. Like Ready Player One wasn't on their list, and that's why I missed it. Mm-mm. Right? So I need to find some like Russian bootleg version and watch that. And but I really enjoyed the book. It's kind of bummed me out that I didn't go see the movie. My greatest... Hey, you better turn that mic on.
I'm not.
My greatest...
I'm going to turn the mic on, and then I'm going to push the button.
My greatest critic is now here. So, Jay...
Well, there's an absolute monsoon coming on the south end of town right now, by the way.
Yeah, I heard that.
Say hello, Jay, so I can...
Hello, Jay.
Yeah, he... I had Melvin up pretty loud, so you have to fix that one.
Yeah, kind of loud.
Yeah.
And I'm deafing McDefferson, so I have to turn up my headphones a little bit.
See, I keep mine pretty low, and I think that's a problem we have on the guests for the previous show is their headphones are really loud, and so the more I turn them up, the quieter that they get, and then all of a sudden you can't hear them at all. Anyways, soundboard things.
Oh, by the way, great job last week. Appreciate you being us.
Thank you. I was
breath mint. Ready for me to come in here?
Yes. I asked Melissa how that went, and she
said,
"Yeah,
hard work.
It's pretty good. You know, you did a good job, kind of thing." And
we should make everybody hungry.
which really just gave me the persuasion that she didn't listen all that much to my show. But you seemed like you were paying attention because you were texting me through it. So
that's correct.
Yeah, man. I had
from Pensacola.
From Pensacola. I don't know why.
Cell phone networks.
Yeah,
stupid.
Right. We just talked about a lady that put laxative in brownies.
Well, you have to remember, I've been listening for 20 minutes.
Rolling the drive over here. I forget that. It's
radio. Neat thing.
All right. They have those in cars? Anyways. my other current...
Should I go adjust Melissa's mic while I'm at it?
Yeah, you probably should do that. I don't know. It's pretty funny. She reaches...
My Achilles tendon is going to kill me later tonight.
Thursday is going
to be
crying. Well, Melissa's not here because...
This segment brought to you by the exercise place. Yeah.
SportsFit?
Yeah, that one.
Where they have silver sneakers and
wild disco for the senior citizens. You know,
plenty of
know.
Equipment. I almost know that one by heart.
I should throw this out if anyone wanted to know. I've been at the local VOAD meeting, which is part of EMA. if you had any hail damage or you want to sing hail to the chief, either way, they're set up at the Coleman City Hall. This is all from memory because I didn't bring my notes in with me. Something like 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you've got about a month to go over there and talk to those people. And if you had any damage at all, I mean, that they want you to register at the very least. I mean, even if you have insurance, you know, maybe you're underinsured or something like that. I don't want to bring your show down, Josh.
No, you're fine.
You should go.
So it's the Small Business Association giving out loans.
Right. Yes. That is legitimate. They are not trying to punk me, as you thought earlier. In fact, there is a lady from the Small Business Association at the meeting.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. Yep.
No.
Is the CDC the same as FEMA?
Have not figured that one out.
No. More questions than answers currently.
That must have been the part of the show I missed.
I don't know. We were laughing when you mentioned VOAD. That way we just clue everybody in. That commercial played during this last commercial break.
Okay.
And Melissa looks at me and she said, "How many more times are they going to say VOAD?"
I love Tommy's voice, but literally he says VOAD like 25 times within a minute.
VOAD.
VOAD.
Which stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster.
Exactly. That's a really good Tommy Warhurst impression. But no, we wondered.
That could never be Tommy Warhurst.
I can't wait to meet him. I don't think I've even seen a picture of what he looks like. Yes.
You don't know this yet, but we're fixing to have a Live 95 meeting to discuss a project for this summer. So maybe you'll get a chance to meet Mr. Warhurst.
Excellent.
The voice of the Coleman Bearcats.
I've seen pictures of...
And his voice is in here every morning between 6 and 8. I don't know if he is, but his voice is in here every...
I know. I was thinking about this that early this morning because I caught one of those, and I very rarely am listening that early. But I said, you know,
what are you listening to in the morning? Like rock and roll or something?
Well, I'm.
He listens to his daughter.
Yeah, there you go. No, I'm coming north from Hayden, so most of my drive is out of our reach. So it's usually the queue out of Birmingham.
Where does it come in for you? About Dodge City-ish, kind of? Mm-hmm.
If you're going northbound, you've got to get past the Dodge City exit. But if you're going southbound, you pick it up all the way to the bottom of the hill.
You got one of those directional antenna things?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shark fins? Yeah. No, there was a guy on the highway. I was passing him this morning.
The light just went off for like ones and ones of our listeners. I heard that pun too. Yeah. If you have a directional antenna on your roof, then you're going to hear us better when your antenna's pointing towards the station than when it's not pointing towards the station. Okay, go ahead.
So if it's a shark fin like it is on my truck, it's actually pointing behind you, and that's why I'm able. Right. Anyways, I passed a guy on the interstate this morning, and his tag, he had like an amateur radio tag, but he had one of those old school, really tall.
Big old tall antennas.
Yes. Yeah. It wasn't a CB antenna, because I knew what those look like, but the first time I'd seen those, I'm like, man, I bet I could pick up the radio station from pretty far.
You know, I have heard stories of people that listen to our station that are so far out of what you think would be the norm, like Arley. Somebody told me we had a really dedicated listener in Arley.
Wow.
Like, what?
How? Like, if you're not on the app, how do you...
Yeah, apparently they pick us up.
Fascinating. Well, the...
Must be on the hill in our later
years. Yeah, right. The only other current event that I have written down is that there's been pictures, satellite imagery, of North Korea is actually dismantling their nuclear test site.
Oh, they're going to blow it up.
When you say, that's what I thought when I saw the headline.
Have you seen the headline on the internet today, though?
The headline on the internet. The headline on the internet today.
On the one
the
internet.
The one internet. Yeah,
the one internet homepage. Site.
Yeah. No, what is it?
Up over here.
Jay's going to reach over and use
this,
the
this
big
conference
computer.
Room thing with the mouse that doesn't work.
It was working
too far away. I'm too far away.
Is there actually a PC behind that computer, or is the...
There is.
Okay. So I've never said this on the radio, but I've said it to every person I've met.
Microsoft Edge.
Yeah. I graduated from college December 2016 magna cum laude.
Hey,
a degree in political science.
Why aren't you running this station?
My final thesis was on North Korea.
Yes, we've talked about this. Because North Korea fascinates me, because we haven't really...
Fascinates me too.
Because as a millennial, like, it's just always been this weird spot in the world that doesn't get along with everyone else. It's the weird cousin.
You look at the Earth, and like that one spot that's dark is North Korea.
Oh gosh, that was a running joke. I remember playing Call of Duty when I was a kid, and they show you a map, and everywhere that a user is signed in and playing live, there's a tiny little dot, and somebody blew up the map and looked at it, and right where North Korea's capital is, it's like there's a single dot. It's like Kim Jong Il.
Yeah,
he's playing Call of Duty.
So the article is not on the internet anymore.
Oh.
So it must have been fake news.
Fake news.
Tell
me about it.
Kim Jong Un threatens to not proceed with the summit.
Oh.
Huh.
No one saw that coming.
No. But talk about good drama, because the build-up to this was huge, right?
It was huge. It was huge.
The worst deal ever. Anyways. because they had the, like, the hold the hands thing and take the picture with the kids, with the South Korean leader, whatever his name is. And
what do you do on the radio when you have to yawn?
I'm pretty much just yawn.
You just kind of do it.
Yeah, right?
I think his name is Moon.
Yes. Moon. Yes, Moon. And so
is his last name Taxi?
Oh.
No, his last name is Moon. But that's a pretty popular name over there. It's like Kim. Like, half of the Koreans are named Moon and the other half are named Kim.
Yes. Hmm. I feel like I heard a phone ringing there for a minute. Anyways,
you did. I think that's one of the other lines in this mysterious building.
A mysterious building. And you know, it was such a great build-up that I hoped that he would show up, but no one really thought, because like someone has got to be in the background going, "Hey, this is not a good idea, because someone over on U.S. soil is probably going to kill you." You know, so look out for that.
Well, see, here's the thing with Little Kim. Like, he really loves pop culture.
Yes.
So, you know, he's just dying to get a Disney over there.
Have you seen the pictures of where he went to college in London? Right? Okay, so he was, I mean, he was a teenager at one point, right? And so when it comes time for him to go to school, like, he's a foreign exchange student out of South Korea somewhere.
Did he go to Sandhurst? Please tell me what's Sandhurst.
You can Google it. The pictures are out there
right now.
They went on class trips, and he went by a completely different name, of course, but like these people went to school with Kim Jong-un.
Wow.
Right? I was just reviewing your Facebook comments from earlier in the show. What is this Lucifer you speak of?
TV show?
Uncultured swine. That. We've already passed that.
Yeah, we have. But
okay.
We are on my other favorite subject, North Korea.
North Korea.
North Korea.
What is happening in North Korea? I feel like that's, you know, something
NBC Live. Hey, let's ask. What is happening in North Korea?
Oh, boy. What is she going to say?
She didn't say anything.
She doesn't know.
She gave me a link to The Onion.
She's right. This is right up there with Wikipedia.
Maybe that headline was from The Onion. He was telling me a headline the other day, and I said, is that from The Onion? And he looked at it, and he looked at it, and he looked at it, and he said, yes. And I was like...
yeah, and that's so not satisfying. Like, you dig through it, oh, wait, that is The Onion, isn't it? Because I saw one, and I hadn't seen anything from The Onion in a really long time. But undoubtedly, they've got a sports section now. Ooh. Because one of my buddies had shared one of their posts, and it said, Mark McGwire claims he could have hit 70 more home runs without the use of a bat. Like, okay. Oh, all right.
I don't
no, wait.
Hear that one.
Something's not right. The article referenced his hand. Let's put that out there, because now I understand what that sounded like. So.
I think too many of us, when we go out and follow our, we don't even look at where we're going. We just click on it and go.
Yes.
And we don't even pay attention to who the source is. Maybe we should.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea, because anybody that knows anything about how or viruses or malware, not to get too techie, ransomware or anything like that works.
Don't worry about it. Just turn it off and on again.
I've literally like clicked on stuff and been like, I think this might be a virus.
This will definitely be a virus. So throw it away and turn it off, unplug it from the network and throw it away.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Disposable. Go buy another one.
There was a guy that forwarded me an email about ransomware today, and it's like the latest version of the stuff out there now is like stupid hard to find. Like the Russians are, Kaspersky Lab, the Russians are having a hard time finding it when it hits computers. They say the only time you know that you've been hit with it is when the ransom note pops up. And you know what? Chunk it and burn it. Like that's,
yeah, I mean, if you're hit, people come to me sometimes and think I'm like just the IT god or something.
Right.
But I mean, if you get hit with one of those, yeah, it's a trash can.
Yep.
I mean, it's like, you're just not going to have a good day when that happens.
How would you like to reinstall the OS?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, if the Russians can't help you out.
Do you know anybody who's ever actually paid a ransom?
Not personally. Like, I know a couple of names in different industries that paid out to get their information back and then wound up wiping them all anyways.
I wondered if that, I mean, do you really trust the crook on the other end of the transaction?
No,
I mean,
these people were under certain federal regulations to protect, quote
ouch.
Unquote, customer information.
Was their name Experian?
Got hit with that one, and the one that hit TransUnion.
Mm.
Theirs wasn't ransomware. Their like just credentials were had at TransUnion, and so there's a mark on my credit that says, "Hey, this guy's information was possibly leaked. Don't hold any terrible things against him." So I've got that going for me. But
you're special.
But no, this was in the medical field, so. They lost a ton, but yeah, they, it was one of these things where they had given too many permissions to their network accounts. It's like everybody was an admin or something, and hit the whole facility, hit everybody on the network, pretty much anywhere they had rights to is where it went, locked, encrypted everything, and they started over. They paid the money, got all the information back, backed up databases, and then started the network over.
You know, I think I was flipping channels like 6 months ago and saw that exact thing play out on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, right. And it, you know what? It might as well, because that would be the one storyline on Grey's Anatomy that was good. My wife.
The bad part is it was a cliffhanger, so I kept trying to find the second part, but I just couldn't do it. So
does he finish hacking by, you know?
It'll be on Netflix sometime, and yeah.
I hate Grey's Anatomy. I'll go on record saying that I despise Grey's Anatomy, and so now I'm going to get a nasty letter from
Josh. Has now spoken.
I have spoken. You know what? And I'm right. There's no question about it. I'm just right. It's an awful show. Nothing ever happens like it would happen.
Funny that you mentioned that.
I never watched that show. I should give up my woman card because I've never watched it.
It's not good.
I spent literally an hour explaining to my wife earlier today that I was always right.
Yep. Yep.
And
that's a tough sell.
Don't understand why she doesn't get it. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, anyway.
And the fact that she doesn't pay attention only proves once again that she's wrong again. Right? That's how it is in my house, at least.
So. Can you see? I can't see her for the
I can
year.
See her. She's digging on the iPad. Probably writing my resignation letter.
Looking for an animated emoji of a hammer. Okay.
Yeah, right. Oh, Nikki from Smoke Rise says, Grey's is wonderful. Boo, Josh. And
Nikki, you're fired.
Yeah, there you go.
Get off my show.
Yeah, she brought me food not too long ago. So. I won't go out that far. And she's one of the few that I actually eat their cooking because I know where it comes from.
Cooking.
Yeah. Christina says, why are you lying to the general public? You've loved
I'll do just not. Eat anything, and that's probably why my stomach is so messed up, because I'll eat anybody's food.
Okay.
Like, if they brought it in, I would just put it
what,
in my
what,
mouth.
What if they mix it with saline solution? Just to prove I've been listening to the whole hour.
Maybe that's what's wrong with
so
my
me,
stomach.
Let me ask you, does it work like your autoimmune system? Like, do you get stronger because you eat random stuff, right? You turn into, like, a billy goat and you just eat cans or whatever.
I really think that's how it works.
That's how it works.
That's
you know?
Me. That's me.
I didn't believe that last week coming down County Road 9 over there on the very end of our reach. Getting a phone call. Anyways, I saw a goat chewing on a can. I didn't believe it. Like you know, a veg-all can kind of thing.
So were you driving past and saw this?
Yes, yes. So County Road 9, if you're coming past it, there's a little farm on the left, and it's mostly swamp in that area anyways. There's a goat down there chewing on a can. I'm like, I've never seen goats eat metal before. I didn't really believe it. Now I know that it
is.
Is
that what you were implying is like the end of our coverage or something? Or?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I wouldn't know.
Yes.
Don't go that way. That
don't
often.
Go to the swamp. You'll run out of you'll run out of this great radio station. There you go. That's all. You record that. Tag it. That's our line.
Right. Sadly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You just replace the legal ID with.
You drive past the billy goat eating
the can.
The
yeah.
can. And that's where you. It is because of the can.
We need to type that up and send it to that guy that we know from Dawsonville.
The voice guy.
Record that. Yeah, the voice guy. Let's see what else people are yelling at me about.
From Austinville.
Yes. I wonder if he's still listening at this point. Great voice. I need to call him up and see if he'll do an interview. I've got a lot of people that I need to put on the show. Chloe's mom has got to be here. Awesome Bill's got to show up here sometime. There's an acquaintance of mine that I went to school with his kids. We graduated with his kids that has written a book, and he's shown some interest on wanting to be on the show. Why he wanted to sell the book to the 30 people that listen to my show, I don't know. But
have some fun.
Yeah, right. So we're gonna give him a spot sometime this summer, maybe. So
to all of you who told me today that it was not going to rain, you're wrong.
Nah, 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 nah. Oh, gosh.
And I mean, you're really getting it if you're between Good Hope and Hansville now. I mean, it's really coming down.
Exactly the way I've got to go home, unfortunately.
No.
Yeah.
Well, maybe let's animate it and see what happens.
Yeah, no. At lunchtime today, it was like scorching hot. It was unbearably hot at lunchtime.
Dude, it like spontaneously appears.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the weather for you. You should know more about this than I do.
Yes, I do.
You went to the VOAD meeting, right? So
we talked about what happened last month. We didn't talk about what's happening tonight.
A VOAD. Like, say it a couple more times, and maybe someone will write me a check.
VOAD.
VOAD is looking for fundraisers, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
Apparently.
I mean, I am also looking for sponsorship, so let's throw that in the ring.
Yeah, we're trying to fund a radio station, so I didn't want to get too much
involved. All I really need is health insurance. Like, if you can cover that, we're good, right? Because 2018.
Then you can come in and do, like, what, 6 to midnight, right?
Oh, I would do that. Man, ride the Harley up here for, like, 2 hours and hang out and then run around town for...
Newsflash, 6 to midnight is not 2 hours.
Oh, wait, you said 6 to midnight. You said 6. My brain stopped listening, and I said, oh, okay, he's going to say 6 to 8 in the morning. I'm like, oh, yeah, I missed that.
I did that one. I was young. I don't do mornings anymore.
I'd do mornings, and I would do evenings. Do, like, the rush hour shift.
You got a lot of fun at the remote, though, and you got to pick your own music.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. That was really cool. Well, last week when I got to run this back here, I got to pick out a bunch of music. So I took out some stuff that I didn't like or was really long, and that was fun because there was some song that was like 8.5 minutes that would come up. And I didn't like that.
Well, we don't cut songs, man.
Eight and a half minutes.
I'm a personal fan of the radio edits, but yeah, to each their own. I work at Live 95.5, and sometimes I don't like live versions of songs. You know.
I know it.
I'm in trouble. I'm really in trouble. Yeah, no.
Selective hearing.
If you would like Live 95.5 to reach out farther than it does now.
To reach out and touch someone.
Yeah. So go.
To reach out to your place of business.
There you go.
To reach out to new civilizations.
Civilizations.
And boldly broadcast.
I don't know. Have you been south of the county line? Like, there's not a lot of civilization down there, but we'll reach out there anyway.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I live down that way.
All right. So the FCC only gives us a certain amount of power, but the
FCC won't let me be.
There are different antennas that we could possibly with a little money, little sponsorship of Josh's program.
Yes.
By the way, you're listening to WRJM LP Coleman.
Yeah. Cause it's top of the hour. Gotta mention that.
Yeah.
We could turn into a not nonprofit and
maybe upgrade the hair dryer.
Yes,
maybe to a commercial
heater.
There you go.
To a space heater.
Yes, there you go. I would love to see that. If you would love to see big and bold things from this radio station, start showing interest in sponsoring us, and we'll become full time and bring you
In fact, if you will do a political ad with us, we will pull down the ad that airs every hour begging you to call us.
Yes,
exactly. It's not that hard, people.
I seriously thought about calling that because that's our own Melissa's phone number. I thought about calling that and being like...
I honestly don't
Josh
even know
Waller
if
would
she
like
knew where her phone was last week.
You know what's hilarious? Like, no one has called.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
It's sad, but sad. when you put your sign,
they have
on
the misconception that there are ones and ones of listeners.
I know it. But if you
we've already disproven that, right?
So. And we would reach a greater amount of folks, and then you reach a greater amount of folks. I think I'm going to take out an ad just to put my name out there.
You're listening to National Public Radio.
Thank you
for sending in your donation. You can call us, right? Well, that would be a call to action.
Can't do that under this license. But if you sponsor us, we can. I think about that a lot because there's some radio show that I listen to, and it says, this is brought to you by listeners like you. And they don't say thank you at the end of it. And I grew up PBS all of my life. It's like this station and all of its broadcasting is brought to you from viewers like you. Thank you. And so I'm thinking, why aren't you thanking us for helping you out,
knowing
that I'm not giving a single cent to whatever radio show this is?
You should thank us.
Yes, you should thank us anyways, despite the fact that I don't contribute any money to it.
So let me contribute this to our discussion. If you were a Lucifer fan... Instead of chewing out Fox, just send us money.
Send you money.
So here is the ad about the one that we recently did.
It's in rotation.
I can't find it.
It's
which one should
the experimental, the social experimental ad. The one that you created in light of a YouTube video that was famous. It's in rotation, so it's somewhere on that computer.
Yeah, it should be in liner or something, I think.
Yes, maybe. It's a liner. It's not an ad.
Look in the liner folder.
I heard that one organically, just driving around in the truck.
Sounds pretty good.
It does. It sounds really good. Once again, a little bit of
profession to the wonderful creativeness of Melissa. So.
And you know, a little bit of fame that comes to Coleman for all of the wrong reasons. You know, I guess Rock the South is our one.
Not Rock the South. I like to refer to it as Serenade the South. Because there's no rock,
not rock
in Rock the South.
Oh, I'm sorry. If anyone's out there listening at home, that was the sound of me stepping on a nerve. In case anybody's paying attention. No, you're
this
totally
is when
wrong.
I generally get thrown off my own radio station.
You're totally not wrong, though. I agree with that. And last year it should be named Tear Up Some Kid's Ball Field in
the
South.
That's true. Very true. Yep.
You know, I don't have any kids that play ball in Coleman County, but
there were some angry ball players.
I would have been upset about that. And, you know, there's a lot of I don't know if anybody else watched that. I watched it pretty closely. A lot of Facebook warriors was like, this means so much to us, and Rock the South is the greatest thing. It saved my family. And I'm like, wait.
Really?
What?
I don't think I heard about that.
Yeah, it was awful. Anyhow,
was that because, like, baby mama met the new baby daddy at Rock the South?
I have no idea. I think someone
made a new baby family.
I think it's supposed to be a charity, Jay.
Well, that's what it was supposed to be.
We could certainly talk about that if you would like, Melissa.
It was
not on air.
It was supposed to be charitable. I don't know if they were supposed to donate money or if it was just supposed to bring business to Coleman.
They give a little bit of money back, but you do the math about how many tickets they sell versus how much money comes back.
Not on air, Jay. It's the old thrift store conundrum. It's like you only have to donate 10% to be a charitable thrift store. Right, to get the write-offs forms, because that's what everybody wants when they donate clothes. They want that form to fill out to write it off on their taxes.
But if you've ever done that, the store doesn't even write on there how much you donate.
No.
They let you write on there how much you
feel terrible about that every time I write in $1,000. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I don't do
how much my shirts are worth.
Yeah, right.
Especially if I've never worn them.
So. Exactly. No, I'm just happy to get rid of them. Like, they'll take them for free. I don't even ask for that. I'm like, don't worry about it. Like, you've got to find somewhere to deal with, like, a Gulf Shores 2008 t-shirt. So, good luck. Right. But that was pretty much my topics. I think I was going to talk about the volcano in Hawaii and how and how it's still huge. But
didn't mean to totally disrupt the vibe there with the whole. First of all, I should not have laughed when you said volcano.
No.
But second of all right, here's the backstory on that. Okay. So on Facebook, I am on numerous groups. One of them, of course, is a broadcast group.
Yes.
And a fellow broadcaster went on there and posted, said, public service announcement, radio stations, Jimmy Buffett's volcano is not a good choice, right?
You know, and that kind of actually relates to why I wrote it down. This would be the one time that I'd want to go to Hawaii to see that, because you're not going to see that anywhere else, right? I'm not going to get to see a volcano
on the internet.
Well, it is
good enough,
but in person is probably totally different. But
I agree.
That's I feel like that's a terrible reason, because this is devastation for several people on that island, and the worst is still yet to come based on the article that I wrote. Because rocks are it's rapidly cooling down. And so rocks fall in on top of it, which builds in pressure, and so eventually it will, it'll blowing up these rocks into the air that are the size of cars, and and several thousand pounds, and it's
equate that to like earthquakes, but then you have pre-shocks and aftershocks.
Yes,
sometimes they're worse.
So this would be the one time that I would want to go see, right? But acquaintance of mine went to Hawaii the week before this started and said that everything looked beautiful.
Wow.
Whatever. I was not super interested in going until.
So I have a burning desire to know, is CNN covering Hawaii?
No. There's nothing controversial.
Burning desire, really.
Better choice of words.
The pun that I think of is
the old Elvis Presley "Hunka Hunka Burning Love"?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that? Is this a bad time?
Jay Fuller, what song is playing?
I have to listen really quiet, and I don't know if my talking helps any of that. I like the guitar.
Yeah. You're fired.
You're fired. Trump Train.
Yeah, I give up. I should know it.
What is it, Melissa? Oh, good tagline. It has something to do with volcano. I know that much in the title.
It's Damien Rice, Volcano.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes more sense now.
Okay, let me explain this to everyone, okay. And then I guess you're ready to wrap up.
Yes, show. I am.
But, I am the rhythm and, like, the song guy. Melissa's the lyrics girl.
Okay.
Hardly ever heard lyrics of any song, and if it's not the right rhythm, she'll turn it off.
See, I think a lot of people are that way. I'm that way. Like, you show me the opening chord on several classic rock songs, and I'll tell you them immediately. But you can copy and paste the lyrics out of any song on the face of the planet, and I probably won't guess it.
You know? Truth. Yep, I understand.
All right, well, we've had fun. Jay showing up at the last minute and adding some topics that, I mean, we blew past the 8 o'clock hour doing that. And
I'm sorry. I will never do it again.
No, I enjoyed it. The person that's probably not enjoying it is my wife, who's waiting for me to come home. Mm. But I thank you for joining me, Jay, and for Melissa.
It was fun.
Feel better, Josh's wife, yes. And hello, Chloe's mom.
Yes.
And if you had storm damage, go visit them at the city hall so, you know, I don't get yelled at next time I go to a VOAD.
I'm about to say, who is that, Jay? VOAD. You know, please somebody send us some money so we can stop saying VOAD. I appreciate that. All right, I've had a good time.
Just send us some money, period. We'll keep it there really well and do good things with it.
Yes. Thank you for running the board, Melissa. And,
and if you're seriously interested in that, go to Live 95. Visit. Our website is available at live95colbert.com, and support is available there.
Gosh, you got cut off.
Cut off.
The email address is studio at
live95coleman.com.
That's right. If someone hasn't told you this week, I love you. So
love
there's
too,
enough
man.
Reason.
Life is good.
Okay.
Especially after being on vacation for a week, life's really good. But then I had to come back and, well, this doesn't really work. So,
yeah. You know. I'll see you next week.
Or later.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.